It's time for a regional radio sport presentation.
Parker back the other way, drives inside, kicks out, Sprinkle open for three. You already know what I'm going to say at the end of it. Hayden Sprinkle is on fire.
In the drama on the hardwood takes center stage.
3, 2, 1, go! 30 seconds to go. Bismarck up by one. Brett all the way to the bucket, right-handed layup. The foul, the bucket is good.
Inside, one-touch pass from Morrissey, no look.
Wow.
Magic Johnson asked to the cutting Richards for an easy bucket. What a play by Morrissey.
On the far side, Brandon Wagner with it. Going for the record.
Got him!
He just tied the state record.
Step back three from straight away, and that one is good. Meinerschagen stares down the student section again.
And now stolen by Cameron Friend. I don't know how he just got that basketball. That was unreal.
He from deep downtown is drained from the center circle.
England puts it on the floor. Lobs up a three at the buzzer with one hand, and it went in. You've got to be kidding me.
We send it courtside to our regional radio sports team.
Good evening and welcome to J98's coverage of the MAAA Conference Tournament. Girls action this evening for you. It is the semifinal round, Arcadia Valley and North County. They are the matchup this evening. I'm joined by Sean Malone, Matt Greenwood, and we're looking forward to this one for sure. Two key players to go ahead and mention. Briar Johnson of Arcadia Valley leading the team in scoring. Same goes for Holly Forbes of the North County Raiders. Now, the big question, Sean, is do they play against each other on each end of the floor?
I think that'll be perhaps on a situational basis, but I imagine for most of the game we'll see them matched up. But I say situational because a lot of time North County does like to run zone defense at points throughout the game, and they'll get crafty within their zone defense as well. They'll constantly keep switching up which zone they're running on the fly as well. They won't just wait till a timeout and then say, okay, we're going to run this. They'll do it on a possession-by-possession basis to really mess with the opposing team. So that'll be the big key for Arcadia Valley. If North County does come out with that zone defense I've seen them run before, they're going to have to break that. And then we'll see if they do match up Forbes directly against Johnson. Meanwhile, on the other side, I've only had a chance to see Arcadia Valley once, and if I recall, they did run man coverage throughout that. So I imagine we would see Johnson against Forbes on the other end of the court.
Let's go and thank some of our sponsors right off the top. Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale and St. Genevieve, Norman Crumpecker Bail Bonds in Potosi, Black River Electric in Fredericktown, and Andy's Garage in Park Hill, sponsors for the MAAA Basketball Tournament. We'll step aside and come back in 2 minutes with Zach McVay, the head coach of the North County Raiders. We stopped by and did an interview with him. We'll hear that next on the other end on J98.
Filing your taxes alone might sound fast, but with Jackson Hewitt, you could get money today. This year, the IRS announced delayed refunds. But at Jackson Hewitt, you could get an express refund advance of up to $1,300, 0% APR loan. Can't get that online, only with Jackson Hewitt. Stop by your local Jackson Hewitt today. Express refund advance is an optional tax refund-related loan provided by MetaBank. It is not the actual tax refund. Tax returns may be filed electronically without applying for this loan. $200 to $1,300 with income verification. Availability and loan amounts are subject to certain conditions and locations. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to update your furniture but don't know where to start? Start at Fisher Furniture in Ironton. We have what you need to get started. The best American-made furniture, room planners, and ideas. From contemporary to classic, rustic to transitional, put a name to the look you love. And with no interest financing, you can get the furniture you want for any budget. And we don't stop there. Get the quality appliances, televisions, and mattresses you've been looking for here at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out and on your way, guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Thank you. Back to our coverage of the MAAA Conference Tournament on J98 semifinal round. North County Raiders about to face off against the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers. I'm joined by Zach McVay, your team 15-5, coach, coming into this game. A very tight game against St. Jen. How do you think that plays going into this one?
Well, I think it gives us some confidence going forward tonight against AV. I mean, they're going to be extremely athletic. They're very competitive. They're the number one seed, deservedly so. So we've got our hands full tonight. I mean, we've got to give a better defensive effort than we did the last time we played them. Hopefully we can come out and make adjustments so we worked on our practice and execute and give ourselves a chance going into the fourth quarter.
You had a couple days off between your win over St. Jen and this game this evening. You mentioned last time guard play, backcourt play was a bit of a struggle for you. How did you go about adjusting for that last couple of days?
Well, I mean, we always talk about putting an emphasis on the ball. You know, you've got to value the ball, value the possessions. I think, you know, St. Jen, they're very quick at, you know, with their guards. AV, you know, their freshman, sophomores, very quick as well. So hopefully, you know, Allie and Alyssa and Kaylee can really do a good job handling the ball for us, and hopefully we can work inside out tonight.
Let's say Holly Forbes, Briar Johnson kind of cancel each other out. They both have excellent games, that sort of thing. What else from your other players are you going to need from them in order to get a win?
Well, hopefully we get some timely shooting. I think the last ball game we went 1-for-16 against AV. And I know in the first half, I think they hit several threes. So if we can get some timely shooting from our three-point shooters. But in my opinion, I think the X factor tonight for us is going to be Kaylee Winch. She's going to have to do an excellent job on the board. She's going to have to do an excellent job of hopefully, when she does get the ball, creating space for her to make some chip shots close to the basket. But, you know, she's going to have to do that. We're going to have to hit some timely threes. And when we get to the free throw line, we're going to have to shoot well from there. So we've got our hands full, and we've got to do a lot on both sides of the basketball to give us a chance to win this evening.
Thanks for your time, Coach, as always.
Thank you for the coverage.
Zach McVay of the North County Lady Raiders ahead of their matchup against the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers coming up very shortly on J98.
Don and Lisa Hardy of D&L Developers are proud supporters of the Farmington Knights and all the local sports teams, and they wish all the teams the best of luck this year and the next. Call D&L Developers today at 573-760-6145 to find your dream home. That's D&L Developers. Call them today for your dream home, 573-760-6145.
The Oasis Christian Gifts and Bookstore in downtown Farmington invites you to stop in and get inspired by what's inside their amazing store. The Oasis has the perfect gift for any occasion. Candles, cups, frames, Bibles, books, and so much more. The moment you walk in, you'll realize you may have just found your new favorite store. The Oasis Christian Gifts, books, and so much more. On the corner next to First State Community Bank in downtown Farmington. And don't forget to find them on Facebook. The Oasis Christian Gifts and Bookstore. Get inspired by what's inside.
Andy's Garage in Park Hills offers everything you need, from tire changes to engine rebuilds. With over 30 years experience, Andy is ASC certified and he guarantees his work. You will drive away and be 100% satisfied. And if diesel work is what you need, Andy's one of the few diesel mechanics in the area. From professionally installed lift kits to tires and wheels, stop by Andy's Garage located on Maple Street off Highway 8 right behind Patriot Vault in Park Hills. Or call 573-431-2626.
Dwayne Doza Auto Body and Sales in St. Genevieve wishes the Valley Warriors and St. Genevieve Dragons good luck this season. Dwayne has been in business for 31 years, serving St. Genevieve, Perry, and St. Francis counties. Deductible and rental car assistance, bonded and insured. All work is 100% guaranteed. Pickup and delivery. For all of your auto body needs, call 573-535-8171 or check out Dwayne Doza Auto Body Sales at Soapy's Auto Sales.com.
Welcome back into J98's coverage of the MAAA Conference Tournament. Semifinal round just ahead. Arcadia Valley and North County coming up in a few minutes. We're here with Arcadia Valley Tigers head coach Adam Waddell. 18-3, your record coming into this game this evening. I mean, this should be a lot of fun. Briar Johnson versus Holly Forbes, kind of the headlining matchup this evening.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're both great players in the area, you know, and so both of them, you know, coming here to MAC next year, and so it's a good matchup between those two, but, you know, we got a good matchup, I think, some other places too, so it'll be a fun game.
Holly Forbes has a good size to her, a good height as well, very physical down low. How do you think you match up against her?
You know, I mean, she's tough for anybody to handle. I mean, that's one of those things. She's, you know, we're definitely going to try our best to try to stop her, but, you know, I don't think it's one of those things where you can't stop her. You know, you just got to try to do what you can to limit her, and she's just, she's a tough player. She's good.
The Brockus sisters, they're a pretty tough duo for you. What's it going to take from them tonight in terms of maybe less turnovers, that kind of thing, in order to get a win?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think more than anything, it's just the intensity. You know, that's what we need to have from all of them. But, you know, like you said, I mean, obviously we don't want to turn the ball over and we don't want to do any of that type of stuff. But, you know, for Jason, you know, she's a post player, and so we want her to make sure and play tough against their size. You know, they've got some good post players, and so we've got to play tough in there. And then, you know, Jerrica's a great shooter for us, and so we're hoping she gets hot from the outside.
How do you go about setting the pace for tonight's game?
Well, you know, we just got to try to push it. You know, I mean, I think that's one of those things. We've got to, anytime we get a rebound or whatever, we're going to try to get it up the floor and try to, you know, try to make them run.
All right, Coach, either Central or Farmington next for you guys. I know you're not looking that far ahead yet, but just tough matchups throughout for these last two games. How do you go about keeping that intensity up?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. There's no weak teams left in this tournament. There weren't too many in it in the first place anyway. You know, it's a tough tournament this year. I think it's pretty well spread out. And so, you know, it's just one of those things. You got to make sure right now we're struggling with health a little bit, you know, as far as flu and that kind of stuff going around at our school. And so we're trying to fight that. But, you know, as long as we can fight through that, I think we'll be all right as far as intensity is concerned.
Thanks for the time, Coach. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Coach Adam Waddell, the Arcadia Valley Tigers, getting ready to face North County, the Lady Raiders, soon on J98.
When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
Boyer Lumber, service and quality.
Boyer Lumber,
the way that it should be.
Boyer Lumber,
we know you by first name. Build with us, you'll be glad you came.
Boyer Lumber,
we have it all right here.
Boyer Lumber,
and help is always near for service and quality. It's Boyer Lumber.
Boyer Lumber.
Matt Greenwood, Sean Malone, MAAA Conference Tournament coverage on J98. Girls action semifinal round this evening for you on the boot. Let's go ahead and give you your starting five, beginning with the North County Raiders. Starting with Holly Forbes, sporting the number 35, as she's a senior, followed by sophomore Alyssa Huber. Then we have senior number 15, Kaylee Newland, senior number 30, Allie Hammock, and to wrap up the starting five, at number 40, freshman Kaylee Winch. For the Arcadia Valley Tigers, under Adam Waddell, Jerrica Brockus and Jasa Brockus are in your starting five, along with Kinsey Phelps, Michaela Moise, and Briar Johnson. As they get ready to announce the starting five here at Mineral Area College, we're going to step aside for one more minute. When we come back, tip-off of the MAAA Conference Tournament, Arcadia Valley, North County, on J98.
Filing your taxes alone might sound fast, but with Jackson Hewitt, you could get money today.
This year, the IRS announced delayed refunds. But at Jackson Hewitt, you could get an express refund advance of up to $1,300, 0% APR loan. Can't get that online. Only with Jackson Hewitt. Stop by your local Jackson Hewitt today.
Express refund advance is an optional tax refund-related loan provided by MetaBank. It is not the actual tax refund. Tax returns may be filed electronically without applying for this loan. $200 to $1,300 with income verification. Availability and loan amounts are subject to certain conditions and locations. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
Quality Transportation, providing medical transportation since 2006 for St. Francis, Iron, Madison, Washington, Reynolds, and Jefferson counties. When you need to see a doctor, let Quality Transportation be your wheels. The last thing you need to worry about is getting to your appointment. For more information, call Brad Jackson, 573-546-7497, or to set up transportation, call 1-866-269-5927 and request Quality Transportation. That's Quality Transportation, providing medical transportation since 2006, 866-269-5997.
Your time is precious.
With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips with online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, Matt Greenwood, Sean Malone on J98. Here we go, Arcadia Valley, North County semifinal round of the MAAA Conference Tournament. Forbes and Johnson to jump, and it is AV winning the tip. And we almost have an over and back. Jerrica Brock has got confused as to what direction the team was supposed to go, so she goes the wrong way, crosses the midcourt stripe, and that is an early turnover, 3 seconds into this ballgame. A little grin from her afterwards.
Yeah, a grimace so much as a grin. I don't think she was too happy about that, but
kind of stuck in between, really. So here is North County moving from our left to right on the far side of the court. That is Hammock to inbound. She'll get it to Huber. Huber will cross in front of the center court stripe and deliver back to Hammock. Back over to the volleyball attacking line to Huber. Back to the right wing, near side for Hammock. Hammock dribbles all the way along the perimeter to the left side of the floor. Now in the left corner with it, that is Newland. Newland has to dribble out of it. Good defense from Jerrica Brockes. Huber, ball above her head, goes back to the left corner for Newland. A zone defense here for AV.
It's triangle and two.
And it is now Holly Forbes running the point well beyond the perimeter. They'll swing it all the way into the right corner for Newland. Back over to the near side right wing for Huber. Huber to Forbes. Forbes gets past Johnson, gets past Brockes, all the way to the bucket, off the glass and in.
And they were playing a lot of keep away. Briar Johnson was against Holly Forbes, preventing the ball from getting to her. But once she did, she was able to get her defender on the heels trying to recover.
Josie Landrum with a pass down low and a foul committed by North County. Jasa Brockes will go to the line.
Foul goes against Forbes.
And now already an early discussion official with someone here at the scores table. That's where we're situated, at the scores table. Across the way is a Mineral Area College podium.
It's about the possession arrow. Originally it was pointing in favor of the Tigers, but you want to fix that because the Tigers won the tip. They had the opening possession. It only lasted 3 seconds, though, because Jerrica Brock is accidentally committed over and back. So they're discussing that right now, but they did just change the possession arrow.
So I think what the confusion is the official's confused, not the scores table, but the official himself.
Hmm.
So
either way, they've got it right now where the possession arrow is favoring North County.
First free throw is no good from Jasa Brockes. A little rough on the back iron. She'll get a second attempt. 2-0 early in this first quarter, 7:02 to play. And AV is now on the scoreboard. Brockes knocks down one of two, and we're back the other way. North County moving from our left to right. It is Huber with the ball, dribbling in the right hand at the red circle near midcourt. They'll swing it all the way into the left corner for Newland. Newland to Forbes off her shoulder, brings it down, and then a nice dish to the near side right block for Winch.
So Winch is going to get a pair of shots here, and you're right, that was a backdoor bounce pass from one block to the other. The double team came on Forbes, and she immediately knew what to do.
Winch, only a freshman, found her way in the starting five a little hard off the back iron on her first free throw. Winch coming into this game, 12.7 points a game, shooting 54.8% from the field. Second free throw, that'll rattle through. And Winch has increased the Raider lead back up to 2-3-1, under 7 to play in this first quarter. AV moving from right to left. Top of the key, Jasa Brockes. Over to Moise. Moise with a bounce pass into the paint. A nice spin and scoop from Briar Johnson on Forbes. She's on the board.
She had great starting position when she got that ball and used the step to put Forbes under the basket and lay it in from the opposite side.
3-3 the score, North County. And that's Newland from the far left corner putting up a shot off the mark. And AV the other way. Double zero, Jerrica Brockes. Stops and pops, misses from 10. Briar Johnson, the offensive board, the putback is good. 4 early points for Briar Johnson, and AV has their first lead of the ballgame at 5-3, approaching the 6-minute mark of this first quarter. From left to right, North County on the corner
Left side, it is Newland. Ball above her head. Bounce pass along the baseline to Huber, who puts the ball in the same position. Back over to Newland in the left corner. Still that zone working very well. The triangle and two for AV. And now here's a strip from Jace Brockus. Not usually the point guard. Don't bring it up the floor. Flips it to the left side. With it is Landrum. Landrum over to Briar Johnson, who will try her luck from the perimeter. No good from the right side. And the defensive rebound for the point guard Huber and the Raiders. Forbes will bring it up the floor. Crosses the timeline to the right side of the lane. All the way to the near right block. Dribbles under two defenders. Up the sideline. Off the backboard and good.
And Forbes is really going to have to work hard for her points in this game. So far, Johnson's been all over her on defense, trying to keep the ball away from her. They're even willing to rotate within the triangle of the triangle and two just to keep Johnson on Forbes.
Squared away at five, approaching the five-minute mark. Here's a high pass down low to Moise. She puts up a tough shot on Hammack. Hammack got a piece of it, and it's Forbes the other way for the Raiders. Lob pass into the mid-right block for Winch. Back up top to Forbes. Forbes driving right, hands it off to Huber. Her three is off the mark to the left and right there, perfectly placed. Newland for the rebound and the putback. Three different scores now for the Raiders. They are led by Forbes with four. Still early on, 4:40 to go in this first quarter. Top of the key. Driving is Landrum, spinning on Huber all the way to the bucket. Right-handed shot off the mark. Offensive rebound, Moise. Her shot is missed. And then Jace Brockus also with a missed putback. Here is Forbes the other way, dribbling with the left hand, defender in front and behind. Goes to the left side of the floor, left baseline pass over to Newland from the left, and it's good. Good ball movement early, not allowing AV to set up the defense. And it is Josie Landrum back the other way for the Tigers. Moving from right to left, they'll swing into the far right corner. Three-point try from Jace Brockus, well off the mark. Fight for the rebound, two girls go down to the court. Hammock, and I believe
going to be a jump ball.
So, yes, jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Tigers. It was Jerrica Brockus and Hammock going to the floor for that one. So North County basketball, 9-5, under 4 to play. Raiders have the lead. Hammock will settle it at the volleyball attacking line, about 35 feet away from the basket. Over the left corner for Newland. Ball above her head. She's kind of trapped a little bit. Dribbles off that right sideline, but it is knocked away by Jerrica. We have two Brockuses on the floor. Jerrica and Jasa will go with first names. Right now, North County has possession. It is Huber dribbling to the right. Over to the right wing for Forbes. Draws a little double team there. Back over to Huber. Huber will dribble the left hand to the top of the perimeter. Has it knocked away by Landrum. Gets it back over to Forbes. Right baseline. And she tries a jump pass to the paint for Winch. It's stolen by AV. Credit the steal to Moise. She crosses the timeline, gets it to Briar Johnson, far right side, back over to near side left for Landrum. Landrum, top of the key, 2-3 zone for the Raiders. We'll see if it works. Here's a three-point try from Brockus. No good. Beg your pardon, that was Jerrica Brockus. North County quickly the other way, 2-1, 2-on-1. Forbes leading the charge, but she travels.
Yeah, she went with a sidestep there and took a little too long to develop it. That'll get traveled. That'll be called a travel if you take too long with that move.
AV in there all white with black lettering and gold trim, black stripes and gold stripes down the right and left side of the jersey. And they have possession in the front court.
North County been running a 2-3 zone these past few possessions. Worked well for them so far.
Jerrica with a bounce pass along the perimeter to Landrum. Her cross-court pass to the near side left corner is knocked away by Hammock. It will stay AV basketball. 2:44 to play. North County Lady Raiders 9, AV 5. Good early fast-paced action. Briar Johnson takes the inbound, bounce pass, and then gets it back from Moise, and a little turnaround from 5 feet is good. Briar Johnson with six now. Cuts the Raider lead down to 2-9-7. North County moving from left to right. Hammock, left side of the floor. Her pass tip to Newland. Newland recovers, bounce pass to the knees of Huber. Back over to Newland in the corner. Her three is good. Haley Newen, hot out of the gate. She has seven, 12-7. North County with their largest lead of the game, approaching the two-minute mark here in the first. On the far right wing, it is Jerrica. Jerrica, uncontested all the way to the basket from the right wing. No help defense there from North County. And Jerrica will go to the line. Picking up the foul was Kaylee Newland of North County. First free throw. Good spin. Finds the bottom of the net for Jerrica Brockes. She's on the score sheet.
Kinsey Phelps checks in for the Arcadia Valley Tigers, replacing Josie Landrum, and Stephanie Peterson checks in for the Raiders.
Second free throw on the way again. Nice spiral from Brockes. And it's 12-9 North County at the two-minute mark of this first quarter. The Raiders crossing the timeline is Huber. Moving from left to right, Hammock on the far left wing, ball above her head, Jerrica on her. Jerrica just popped it right up into the air, and it will be last touch by North County. Right off the fingertips of Allie Hammock. And it is Arcadia Valley basketball. Here is Kenzie Phelps, fresh into the game. Dribbles with the right hand to the right wing for Johnson, away from the basket. Johnson to her right for Brockes. Brockes to Moise. Moise with a line drive pass down low to the paint, tipped away into the near side left baseline, recovered by AV. Here's a three from the left wing from Phelps. It's off the mark, and the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Still with it in the front court. Calling out the play is Phelps. Over to Jerrica Brockes. Brockes back to Phelps. Still that 2-3 zone shifting from right to left for North County. Here's a Johnson three from the right corner. That's off the mark, and then Wentz throws it up to nobody in particular. Johnson for AV comes away with it, drives right to the basket, up and under, right-hand layup, good.
Here's what happened with that turnover by Wentz. She was looking for the outlet pass to Forbes, thinking she was going to streak down the court. Forbes faced three Tigers if she was going to do so decided against it.
Huber on the far left side. Over to Stephanie Peterson, back to Huber. Huber to Hammock on the left elbow. Takes on her defender, a nice little left-hander from 7 feet high off the window. It's good from Hammock. Four different scores now for North County. They go back up 14-11. Their largest lead has been 5 in this first quarter. 30 seconds to go. Phelps dribbles to the right side of the lane. Over to Moise, to Johnson. Right wing drive. Goes high off the glass, made the shot, but the foul and contact was called on the floor. That is now 3 team fouls for the Raiders. Not a lot of fouls occurring in this game. 4 combined between the two teams.
It's been a relatively clean game so far.
Moise takes the inbound, top of the key, and they'll deliver it down low. And here's Jerrica with a floater from the left side of the lane. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Put it back up with the right hand from the left side. Missed it. Offensive board and put back Michaela Moise. North County quickly the other way with 4 seconds to go. 14-13 to score. North County and Forbes will throw a pass off the knee, apparently, of Jasa Brockett. So with 1.9 to go, up by one, North County will have it from underneath their own basket. Forbes lining up on the near side right. Huber to inbound, looking for someone, finds Hammock left wide open for three. Her shot at the buzzer is off to the left. Good first period between the two. 8 minutes gone by, 14-13. North County Lady Raiders, the 5 seed on top of the 1-seeded Arcadia Valley Tigers. We'll step aside for 1 minute. It's the coverage of the MAAA Conference Tournament semis on J98.
Want to update your furniture but don't know where to start? Start at Fisher Furniture in Ironton. We have what you need to get started. The best American-made furniture, room planners, and ideas. From contemporary to classic, rustic to transitional, put a name to the look you love. And with no interest financing, you can get the furniture you want for any budget. And we don't stop there. Get the quality appliances, televisions, and mattresses you've been looking for here at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
Don and Lisa Hardy of D&L Developers are proud supporters of the Farmington Knights and all the local sports teams, and they wish all the teams the best of luck this year and the next. Call D&L Developers today at 573-760-6145 to find your dream home. That's D&L Developers. Call them today for your dream home, 573-760-6145.
14-13, North County Lady Raiders with the lead. AV starting this second quarter with the basketball. On the far right corner is Johnson driving baseline. Shot missed over Winch. And now a loose ball is going to be brought down by Forbes. And then she is stripped from behind. Still AV ball. Moving from right to left in the front court, Johnson escapes a defender and delivers a pass to Katie Whited. Whited back to Johnson. Johnson to Moise. Moise off the dribble, back over to Phelps. Phelps with a right-hand drive and layup. She is fouled.
Kinsey Phelps getting aggressive there. North County was trying to settle in that 2-3 zone. They couldn't quite get comfortable in that zone, trying to set it up on the fly, and Phelps just attacked the open lane and drew the foul.
First foul for Josie Landrum. Beg your pardon. Morgan Johnson, I believe. They have the number four up there. No number four on the North County Raider lineup. Maybe a uniform change. First free throw from Phelps was no good. Second one also no good, but she gets her own rebound, then promptly loses it on the floor. And a tie-up is called. North County basketball.
There is no one out there with the number four, so we'll have to qualify. We'll have to ask next time we get a chance who qualified for that foul.
There is a four for Arcadia Valley. She's on the floor, but she wouldn't foul her own teammate. So
plus, it wouldn't result in free throws.
That, too. 7:20 to play in the second quarter. 14-13, North County with the lead and the ball moving from left to right in the front court. Newland on the left wing. Both teams coming out with that zone defense. Interesting start. Both can actually match up pretty well man-to-man. But here we go. Here's Hammock from the right side to the left side of the paint. The drive with the left hand off the glass is good. Allie Hammock must have a good game tonight for North County. Here's Briar Johnson driving baseline from the corner. And a foul on the floor. And that's going to be on Kaylee Winch, the freshman. And here comes Holly Forbes back on the court in place of Winch.
They actually called that on Mason. I'm surprised about that. It looked like the contact was with Winch.
Here's a bounce pass from AV from underneath their own basket to the feet of Johnson. Fought three North County defenders to put that shot up, but she missed it short. Allie Hammock from the far left side brings it up the floor, stops, gets it to Huber, back over to Hammock, missed a three-pointer try at the end of the first quarter. Now here's Newland in the corner, assist almost to Hammock, a rebound, Forbes, and she makes an impact off the bench right away with that shot up high off the glass. Six in the game for Holly Forbes. 6:23 to go, North County up 18-13. Kenzie Phelps on the near side, left wing. Quick pass to Josie Landrum. Landrum back over to Phelps. Phelps gets past her defender. Left baseline jumper is tipped away. Looked like a block shot as that ball rolls up onto the concourse walkway. It will be AV ball to inbound, just offset left to the basket. Inbound from Whited to Johnson. Near side left corner. She'll pull up from three way off. Airballed it. Forbes quickly comes down with it. North County 2-on-2 fast break. But good defense from AV to slow her down. Forbes goes to the left baseline and dribbled it right off the foot of Arcadia Valley's Landrum. Huber to inbound it. Just offset to the right of her basket. And the pass to Hammock, the three-point try. This time, she connects.
Phillip Hammock wide open there. They were too worried about Forbes, who is cutting right underneath the basket.
AV back with the basketball, down 21-13. Their largest deficit of the tournament, considering they've only played one game. Here's a foul along the left baseline, and that is Jace Abrakis that is fouled. And her sister, Jerrica, will come onto the floor as well as Michaela Moise for the Tigers. From underneath their own basket, offset to the left. That is Whited up to the top of the key for Landrum. Landrum brings it down, finds Johnson. Back over to Landrum, right wing. Up top to Whited, swings it left wing three. And Jerrica Brockis off the mark to the right. Holly Forbes, another defensive board. 5.5 to go. North County a chance to go up by double digits. Newland on the left baseline. Gets past one defender. Puts up a shot. No good. Went for the rebound. No one contests her putback from 3 feet. And she missed anyway. Here's Landrum up the other way. Running one-on-one from coast to coast. Right-hand layup is no good. And the loose ball comes down to Arcadia Valley. A second chance for Landrum from the baseline. Her J is no good. And now we have a reach-in foul.
Some great defense being shown in the second quarter so far for North County, and they're cleaning up the glass as well. That's the first offensive rebound that they've allowed, and they still have yet to allow a point to Arcadia Valley.
A 30-second timeout for Adam Waddell and the AV Tigers. 5:04 to play in the second quarter. 21-13, North County has the lead and the momentum. We want to thank some of our sponsors, Arcadia Valley R2 School District in Ironton, Dwayne Doza Auto Body in St. Genevieve, the Oasis Christian Bookstore in Farmington, Boyer Lumber in Potosi, and Kernan Auto Body in Bon Terre. Winner of this game will face the winner of Farmington and Central. That game coming up next after this one comes to its conclusion. That is a 3-versus-2 matchup. The Farmington Knightettes, the 3, and the Central Lady Rebels, the 2. Still plenty of game action left in this one. North County will pick up out of the timeout with the ball moving from our left to the right. And on the far left side of the wing, it is Hammock. Delivers a line drive pass back over to Huber. Huber swings it left side to Newland. Back up to Huber. Trying to break down the zone are the Raiders. Forbes sets a screen on the wing. The pass goes to Newland. And then Newland is bumped by Jerrica Brockes. Jerrica Brockes, wearing the double zero uniform, picks up her first personal. She has 2 points in the game. Under 4:45 to play, and Huber will settle things down. Hammock stretching out the defense here on the near side right. Huber will deliver it to her about 10 feet in front of us, maybe less, and then she'll swing a pass all the way across court to Newland, and then Newland's pass is deflected, or actually stolen by Jerrica Brockes, and then she has proceeded to be tripped in the backcourt. And that is that 17 fouls already on North County? I think it is. And it is. So 1-1 situation for Jerrica Brockes, as coming into the game for the Tigers is Jasa, and she'll replace Briar Johnson. Officials and scorekeeper now in tune as they put up the 7th team foul. 4 team fouls for Arcadia Valley. 2 dribbles, left elbow sticking out. First free throw is good from Jerrica Brockes. All 3 points for Jerrica coming from the charity stripe. She'll get a second opportunity here. 4 Raiders on the blocks, 2 for the Tigers. The free throw is good. So 4 in the game for Brockes, and North County has their lead cut down to 6, 21-15 with 4:20 to go in this second quarter. Newland wants no part of it, gives it to Hammock on the near side right, and she'll deliver a left-hand pass to Huber near the circle at center court. Back over to Hammock with Landrum on her to Huber. Still a ways away from the basket. Bounce pass from elbow to Forbes, and her pass along the paint to the freshman Winch, and Winch with an easy shot from the left side. Winch with 3. AV the other way, down by 8. Shot from the elbow, short, spins out, loose ball, rebound to Hammock. Hammock up ahead to Forbes. She has someone in front of her, can't get to her though. Instead takes it herself on Jerrica Brockes, and then is bumped from right hip to left hip by Jasa Brockes. And I believe that'll be Jasa's first foul. It will be Forbes to the line. Forbes spins the ball away from her right hand, then puts it back there and delivers a nice stroke from the line. Winch with 7 in the game. Briar Johnson got about a 30-second breather. Now she's back in on the far side low left block for the rebound. If Forbes were to miss, she does. It goes to the right side, however. Loose ball still. AV will pick it up. Moise in the backcourt, moving from right to left. Gets it to the far right wing for Jerrica. Jerrica finds Johnson on the elbow, and that's where she's comfortable. She knocks it down from 8. 10 points for Briar Johnson. Keeping the Tigers in this one, down 24-17. North County with the ball.
And for Johnson, that's the first field goal in the second quarter. In fact, first field goal for the whole team in the second quarter.
Huber to dribble to the near side right. Bounce pass over to Hammock. Hammock dribbled into a double team. Lost the ball. Landrum came up with it. Up ahead with a fast break. A tip pass from Brockes to Jasa. And Jasa had it knocked away. Nice little outlet pass.
What a play by Holly Forbes, though. She came soaring in from behind Johnson to poke that one away from her right as she's bringing up the shot. She was wide open otherwise. I didn't even see Forbes coming.
Yeah, neither did I. And it's kind of hard to miss Holly Forbes at 5'11". Here's a shot from just inside the free throw line for Jasa Brockes, and she is short to the right. And I believe we have a tie-up called. It will favor the Tigers. 2:51 to play, 24-17, North County, the 5 seed, with the early surprise here. Pass from the baseline to Jasa. She misses the bucket. She was right next to it. Huber the other way for the Raiders, 3-on-2, quickly has to give it to Forbes from the right baseline. Spins into a triple team. Bounce pass up to the top of the key. Scooped up by Hammock. Hammock from the left side of the paint. Bounce pass out to the wing. And a 3 from Kaylee Newland is money. Kaylee Newland with 10 in the game. Under 2.5 to play. North County with their largest lead at double digits, 27-17. AV in the front court. Landrum draws a double team at the top of the key. Swings it all the way into the left corner for Jerrica. Jerrica to Moise. All the way around the perimeter to Johnson. Johnson cross-court pass to the wing. Three try from Jerrica. She's about 2 feet behind the line, and she still knocks it down.
Well, she had to take that one because the offensive possessions have not looked good so far for Arcadia Valley. Great defense from North County, still running that 2-3, not allowing a lot of open looks. You got to take what you can get at this point.
Raiders from our left to right, far left side, Hammock along that baseline, cross-court pass to Huber. Huber from the volleyball attacking line will dribble back to where Hammock was, over to her right. Hammock now on the near side right wing, left wide open for three, passed it up, dribbles all the way into the paint, takes on Johnson, left-hand floater, no good. She was off balance on the shot. AV can lead it 2-on-1. Jerrica, near side left block, misses a shot, put back, no good from Moise, gets her own rebound, up over Winch. Maybe a little tip from Forbes. Loose ball to the near side left wing beyond the perimeter, and Jerrica scoops it up.
Yeah, Forbes got a little piece of that one.
Briar Johnson settles things down to Landrum. 2-3 zone for the Raiders. It's worked out very well for them so far. Here's a three from the near side left wing. Jerrica Brockes is going to make them start extending that defense as she knocks it down from long range. Under a minute to play. AV down by four. North County with the ball from our right. From our left to right, Huber, lob pass, near side right wing for Hammock. Hammock will slow things down. No shot clock in high school basketball. Take all the time you need, 40 seconds. Huber over to the left side, ball still along the perimeter. Huber, lob pass to Hammock. Hammock to Newland, and then Newland kind of got punched in the face by Landrum as Landrum came to steal it.
It was an inadvertent hit, but yeah, she took one up top there, so that'll be a foul.
And now Landrum will be forced to take a seat with her second foul. Landrum getting the start, as a matter of fact, over Kenzie Phelps. 27-23, 26 seconds to go. North County with the ball. Newland on the far left wing as AV extends their defense. Kenzie Phelps on Huber. Huber bounce pass right up the middle of the floor to Hammock to the left block, and she is fouled on her shot. Let's see who the foul goes to, and it will be against Josie Landrum. Oh, I beg your pardon, Briar Johnson. Saw the four go up from the official, not the zero. Left-handed free throw from Hammock, and she is off to the right, but it kind of squeezed between the backboard and the right side of the rim and then fell through.
Yeah, it kind of died when it hit the backboard. Didn't hit the back iron and shoot right back out.
Hammock looking strong early on. She has 8 in the game. Chance to make it 9 and bump up that lead to 6. She does. 29-23, North County with the lead. AV with the ball. 16.3 to be exact on the second quarter clock. Briar Johnson will bring it up the floor. Meeting her at half court is Forbes. Johnson over to Phelps. Phelps in front of the circle near the midcourt stripe. Phelps to the left wing. Jerrica Brockes has it. Back to the top of the key for Moise. Moise to the right. 2 seconds to go. Puts up a shot from long range, and that one is off the mark to the left. Hit the backboard, not the rim. And that ends the first half. Some frustrated looks on the face of the AV Tigers. We have come to the end of one half. It's North County 29, the 5 seed. Over the top seed in the MAAA Conference Tournament, AV, with just 23. We'll step aside for a brief moment. When we come back, we will recap the first half for you and bring stats as well. All that coming up next on J98.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way. Guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
The Oasis Christian Gifts and Bookstore in downtown Farmington invites you to stop in and get inspired by what's inside their amazing store. The Oasis has the perfect gift for any occasion. Candles, cups, frames, Bibles, books, and so much more. The moment you walk in, you'll realize you may have just found your new favorite store. The Oasis Christian Gifts, books, and so much more. On the corner next to First State Community Bank in downtown Farmington. And don't forget to find them on Facebook. The Oasis Christian Gifts and Bookstore. Get inspired by what's inside.
Andy's Garage in Park Hills offers everything you need, from tire changes to engine rebuilds. With over 30 years experience, Andy is ASC certified and he guarantees his work. You will drive away and be 100% satisfied. And if diesel work is what you need, Andy's one of the few diesel mechanics in the area. From professionally installed lift kits to tires and wheels, stop by Andy's Garage located on Maple Street off Highway 8, right behind Patriot Vault in Park Hills. Or call 573-431-2626.
Dwayne Doza Auto Body and Sales in St. Genevieve wishes the Valley Warriors and St. Genevieve Dragons good luck this season. Dwayne has been in business for 31 years, serving St. Genevieve, Perry, and St. Francis counties. Deductible and rental car assistance, bonded and insured. All work is 100% guaranteed. Pickup and delivery. For all of your auto body needs, call 573-535-8171 or check out Dwayne Doza Auto Body Sales at Soapy's Auto Sales.com.
This is State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to present the State Farm Stats of the Game.
Welcome back into the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, home of the Mineral Area College Cardinals and also home to the MAAA Conference Tournament semifinal action this evening on J98. Matt Greenwood and Sean Malone with you. We are at the break, and the fifth-seeded North County Raiders, maybe a surprise to some, maybe not, but they lead it 29-23 over the top seed Arcadia Valley Tigers. Here are your Eric Schweiss and State Farm agent Eric Schweiss stats of the first half. We'll begin with Jerrica Brockett for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. She ends up with 10 at the break. Jasa, her sister, with just one, going 1 of 2 from the free throw line. As a matter of fact, Jasa's 1 point was the first point for the Tigers in this ballgame. Michaela Moise with 2. Briar Johnson rounding out the scoring with 10 for the Tigers. For the North County Raiders under head coach Zach McVay, Holly Forbes at 19.8 points coming into this contest. She puts up 7 on the board. Kaylee Newland, the bright spot for the Raiders. She has 10. Allie Hammock, another bright spot as well. She has 9. And Kaylee Winch, the freshman, has 3. The only players that have scored for either side have come from the starting five.
And the biggest difference in that first quarter versus the second quarter for North County was the defense. Late in the first, they pulled out that 2-3 zone, and they stuck with it since then, and it worked very well for them. And they have a couple other different zones that they can go to as well, so don't be surprised if Arcadia Valley at halftime, if on the first two possessions, they have it figured out starting the second half, North County pulls another zone out of their pocket. They have some like that where it's designed to just prevent the dribble drive and inside shots. They have other zones, too, that they'll pull out where they try and trap you right at midcourt and double-team you as soon as you get across the line. So you got to be very careful against North County. They're a lethal defense when they're running zone.
You mentioned AV may be able to break down that 2-3 zone to start the second half. Well, Jerrica Brock has put up 2 3-pointers on that zone late in the first half to try to kind of get the ball rolling for them. So if AV starts to knock down those long-range jumpers, North County will definitely have to adjust. Let's go ahead and thank some of our sponsors for the MAAA Conference Tournament, beginning with Quality Transportation in Pilot Knob, Jackson Hewitt in Farmington, Myers Shoe Store in St. Genevieve, the Valley R6 School District in Caledonia, D&L Developers in Farmington, and the St. Genevieve Care Center in St. Genevieve. So North County leading 29-23 at the break. And, Sean, we headline this matchup with Briar Johnson for the Tigers and Holly Forbes for the North County Raiders. Kind of get the sense that maybe Forbes had the better of the two starts, especially with her ability to get inside.
And her ability to rebound, too. That was one of the biggest keys. There were a lot of defensive rebounds that were Holly Forbes versus Briar Johnson, and Forbes came away with the defensive board in that situation. That was, again, early on in the second quarter, that was another big key. When Arcadia Valley would get a shot up, it would go off glass, off rim, wherever it hit, and Holly Forbes would pull down the rebound quite a number of times away from Briar Johnson. They're not just great scorers, they're great rebounders as well. You know, Forbes, there's a reason why she's a commit to Mineral Area College. She'll be playing college ball here at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse next season wearing red for Mac, but she has had a great first half on the glass, not just scoring.
And we talked earlier with Coach McVay before the game, and he said after their game against St. Jen that they needed better guard play, better backcourt play. And Alyssa Huber and Kaylee Newland are the ones running the point. Allie Hammock kind of got in the mix a little bit as well. Forbes occasionally will bring the ball up the floor. But in terms of Huber and Newland and their backcourt play, how would you assess that?
I think it's gone well so far. Newland is knocking down the shots from the outside. She's got a pair of threes through the game so far, one in each quarter. So that's really opening up things down low and forcing the defense to come out a little bit more than they would like to.
We're going to step aside for 2 minutes. When we come back, we will have the third quarter for you at Mineral Area College, Bob Secrest Fieldhouse, Matt Greenwood, and Sean Malone with our coverage of the MAAA Conference Tournament semifinals on J98.
When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
Service and quality.
Boyer Lumber.
The way that it should be.
Boyer Lumber.
We know you by first name. Build with us, you'll be glad you came.
Boyer Lumber.
We have it all right here.
Boyer Lumber.
And help is always near for service and quality. It's Boyer Lumber.
Boyer Lumber.
Quality Transportation, providing medical transportation since 2006 for St. Francis, Iron, Madison, Washington, Reynolds, and Jefferson counties. When you need to see a doctor, let Quality Transportation be your wheels. The last thing you need to worry about is getting to your appointment. For more information, call Brad Jackson, 573-546-7497, or to set up transportation, call 1-866-269-5927 and request Quality Transportation. That's Quality Transportation, providing medical transportation since 2006, 866-269-5927.
Filing your taxes alone might sound fast, but with Jackson Hewitt, you could get money today. This year, the IRS announced delayed refunds. But at Jackson Hewitt, you could get an express refund advance of up to $1,300, 0% APR loan. Can't get that online. Only with Jackson Hewitt. Stop by your local Jackson Hewitt today. Express refund advance is an optional tax refund related loan provided by MetaBank. It is not the actual tax refund. Tax returns may be filed electronically without applying for this loan. $200 to $1,300 with income verification. Availability and loan amounts are subject to certain conditions and locations. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
Matt Greenwood and Sean Malone with you at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse, home of the Mineral Area College Cardinals. North County with a 29-23 lead over Arcadia Valley. The Raiders, the 5 seed in this tournament. 15-5 win-loss record on the season. AV coming into this one 19-2. But so far, it's been a good performance from both sides, especially from North County. They're not a very good three-point shooting team. Tonight, they are doing fine for themselves. Let's go ahead and thank some of our sponsors, the Country Bouquet in Ironton, Polite Ready Mix in Potosi, North County R1 School District in Bonterre, Fisher Furniture in Ironton, and Dairy Queen in Potosi. And Farmington. Players finish their warm-ups about 30 seconds ago. The whistle's about to be blown for the start of the third quarter. There it goes. And North County will start this frame with the ball moving from right to left as they switch ends. AV will go from left to right in the third and the fourth. 29-23 North County. AV comes out in a triangle into defense once more. Both have been sticking with their defensive schemes. Since the tip-off, and here's Forbes underneath the basket with a bounce pass to the outside wing, and it goes out of bounds. So here comes AV the other way from left to right. Crossing the timeline is Landrum. She has 2 fouls. Landrum swings it left side. Over to Jerrica Brockes. Brockes short from three, and Allie Hammock heads up play, lets the ball go out of bounds at the baseline. Coach Adam Waddell of AV with a clap of the hands and frustration there. North County Moving from right to left, Hammett crossing the timeline. Huber to her left. Goes to Newland instead on the near side left wing. Newland to Huber with the ball above her head. Still a triangle and two for AV. Zach McVay, the coach for North County, calling out movement from the players, wanting them to move along that baseline. And then a traveling is going to be called on the Raiders. They will go against Newland. Rough start to this third quarter for both sides. 29-23, second possession of the third for AV right here. Closest to us on the near side right wing, that is Jasa. Jasa with a little skip pass to the volleyball attacking line for Landrum. Back over to Johnson on the right side. Forbes on her. Johnson forced to give it up back to Landrum. Landrum dribbling with the left. Seems pretty comfortable doing that. Back over to the left, to the right. Gets past Newland, all the way to the bucket, and a nice right-handed layup off the window. That was all Josie Landrum. And she is on the board with her first 2 points of the game. AV back within four. On the near side, left wing, Newland. To Huber, still near side, sideline. Now to the top of the key with the right hand is Huber. Cross-court pass back to Newland. She's been good from long range. She put up that one, and it is short. From the wing, the rebound to Michaela Moise. Moise to Johnson. Johnson off the dribble, taking on Forbes, stops, pops, puts it up from the baseline, and connects from 8 feet. Briar Johnson with 12 to lead all scorers, and AV back within two. Raiders 29, Tigers 27, approaching the six-minute mark of this third frame. Huber, lob pass into the corner for Newland, who just missed a three. Back over to Huber, top of the key. Forbes, with her back into Johnson, receives it on the right elbow. Spins into the defender, puts it up high off the glass. No good. AV comes down with a rebound, a chance to tie or take the lead. Landrum ahead to Jerrica. Jerrica on the near side left block, dribbles it off her knee to the floor. Johnson lays out for it, pokes it into the backcourt for North County to pick up, and Huber right there to scoop it home. That ball rolled all the way from the front court circle to the free throw line on the other end. Here's Johnson the other way. Johnson's shot is blocked by Forbes, and good hustle there. Put back for Jasa Brockes. ...31-29, North County holding on to a two-point lead. Allie Hammack with a jump pass to the left corner for Newland. Her shot is off the mark from deep. Briar Johnson quickly into the front court to Jerrica. Her bounce pass to the paint is knocked off the knee of Hammack and out of bounds underneath the basket. It will stay Tiger basketball. 5:02 to play in the third quarter. Game has been moving along at a swift pace. Not a lot of fouls, not a lot of timeouts either. From the free throw line, the jumper is no good from Jasa Brockes. And Hammett comes down with it for North County. Crosses the timeline with the left hand. Ooh, almost stolen by Brockes on her pass to Forbes. Forbes with it. Draws two defenders and slings it to the right wing. The three from Newland is no good, but she is fouled. Got her feet taken out from underneath her. That'll be three free ones from the line. AV has someone here at the scores table ready to check in. First free throw from Newland is off the mark. It is Kenzie Phelps checking in for Josie Landrum. Landrum had picked up her third on that previous play from Newland. Second free throw on the way. That one will rim around and through. Newland led all North County Raiders scorers with 10 at that break. She's added two free throws here to tie the lead with Briar Johnson for AV for most points in this game. So 12 apiece for those two. Johnson delivers a right-handed bounce pass to the near side wing for Brockes, up to the top for Phelps. Phelps draws a quick little double team there. It goes away. Phelps to the left side of the floor to Jerrica. Jerrica bounce pass to Johnson at the volleyball attacking line. About 35 feet away from the basket. Now on the near side right wing, Moise goes right to left, puts up the shot, and was pushed. So she will toe the line for two. Michaela Moisha, only 2 points in the game so far. Three dribbles and the free throw off to the right. Touch the rim at least one more time before deciding not to go in. Michaela with a big knee bend and right up into her free throw shot. Moise now with three in the game. 33-30, North County with the lead, holding on to that three-point lead with 4:05 to go. They had a six-point halftime lead, did North County. Now here on the right sideline, it is Huber. Huber, lob pass to the top of the key for Hammock. Hammock swings it over to Winch. Out of position is Winch on the near side left wing to Hammock. Hammock swings it right side. Right wing is Huber. She thought about the three, then dribbles between two AV Tigers. Floater is short off the mark. Breyer Johnson the other way for the Tigers. Dribbles to the top of the key. Lost the ball. Scooped it over to Moise on the right baseline. Tries to take on Winch and threw the ball off of Hammock underneath the basket and out of bounds. Haley Newland will get a breather. Stephanie Peterson checks in for the Raiders as well as Michaela Mason. Underneath the basket is AV with the ball. Kenzie Phelps to Jerrica. Jerrica to Johnson down low. Crossed the little arch in the paint with the right-hand scoop. No good. The putback is through for Jasa Brockes. Haven't really seen Jasa, a guard, down low too much. Well, I guess she's more of a forward at 5'9". But again, she really hasn't spent much time below the basket. This time it pays off for her, and she has a quick five in this one. Six total. Jasa keeping AV in the game. As a matter of fact, we are all squared away at 33. 3:15 to go. Pass beyond the arc. Stolen by Jerrica. Jerrica leading the two-on-one left-hand layup off the glass, and now the rebound to Hammock. Hammock wants to push the pace. Peterson in front of her. Hammock dribbles to the near side left wing. Bounce pass to the elbow for Forbes. Forbes takes on the defender. Johnson puts it high off the window and in. And a timeout from Zach McVay of the North County Raiders. 2:58 to play in this third frame. Let's go ahead and thank some of our sponsors. SEMO Behavioral Health in Park Hills. Washington County Aggregates in Potosi. Mineral Area Bluegrass Association in Southeast Missouri. And the Walmart Supercenter in Fredericktown. So that last bucket going to Holly Forbes. First 2 points of the second half for the senior, future Matt Cardinal. Well, Sean, we still see the zone defense coming from both teams, but as the pace starts to quicken, they're not getting set as quickly.
Yeah, they're not quite getting set, and they don't look as comfortable in that zone as they did before. Wouldn't be surprised if they change it up here, and they do.
AV out of the timeout. Kenzie Phelps brings the ball up the floor at the volleyball attacking line. Swings it near side right wing for Johnson. Johnson over to the corner for Brockes. Brockes to Moise. Around the horn to Johnson. Left wing three. And that finds the bottom of the net. And AV has their first lead of the ball game. Johnson with 15. 36-35 Tigers. Hammock with the ball left baseline trapped to Forbes. To Huber, top of the key. Over to the right wing, three from Stephanie Peterson. Fresh off the bench. Cold as ice on that one. And North County retakes the lead. Approaching the two-minute mark of this third quarter. Ball still beyond the perimeter. Johnson in the right corner, trapped. Delivers a high pass to Jasa. Jasa to the left corner for her sister, Jerrica. And Jerrica is able to knock down the three. She has three threes in the game. Huber the other way for the Raiders. From our right to the left. Hammock from the near side left wing. Her three-pointer is no good. Rebound into the far left corner. Brought down by the Raiders. Forbes across the charity stripe to Hammock. Hammock sidesteps Moise to the rack. And the left-hand scoop is good. Allie Hammock, impressive this evening. AV in the front court. Moving from our left to right. On the far side left corner, it is Jasa. Jasa dribbles into a double team, back up top all the way to Phelps. Huber on her. Phelps spins into her. Huber falls down. Phelps takes on Mason. Mason is able to redirect the shot. And then I think we have a loose ball foul called on the Raiders. Or we have a tie-up. Possession arrow favors AV. To inbound, it is Phelps. Phelps to Jerrica. Jerrica takes on Huber on the elbow, turns around and finds Phelps. Phelps, her bounce pass to the
Near side right is deflected off the hand of her teammate, Moise, and out of bounds over to North County. Phelps will defend Huber in the backcourt. Hammock within arm's reach to our right. Lobs a cross-court pass to Peterson, who gets it to Huber, almost stolen by Jerrica. Then Huber has her pass tipped by Johnson. Falls into the hands of Forbes. Finds Peterson on the far right corner, and Peterson's three-pointer is no good. Johnson the other way in the front court, running a three-on-two. Bounce pass to Jerrica. Back over to Johnson on the low left block. Her shot is no good, and another tie-up is called. This one will favor North County, and Moise for the Tigers. Not happy about that one. Thought she got fouled.
And Forbes wasn't too thrilled about that one either. She thought that was a clean block, and they were just going to let her take the ball, because after player went down, Forbes had it in her hands, but they called that pretty quickly. So they still get the ball, but lose the possession arrow.
North County 40, AV 39, 35 seconds to go in this third quarter. Huber, top of the key. Over to the right side for Peterson. Peterson at 5'8", the sophomore, to Forbes. Forbes at the volleyball attacking line in the front court. Over to Huber. Huber cross-court pass to the right wing for Peterson. Goes to the baseline drive, tries a bounce pass in between a double team to Winch. It's stolen by Johnson. 13 seconds to go. Johnson ahead to Jerrica Brock. Just on the near side, right block. And the shot off the glass is good. Way to run the fast break, Johnson. 3 seconds to go. Forbes the other way. And we have a whistle inside the paint. And it's going to be a foul on Katie Whited of the Tigers.
Not a bad foul there. Forbes driving, 2.6 left. You force a shot on a catch and shoot here.
AV leading 41-40. They were down 29-23 at the break. North County to inbound. Winch over to Huber. Huber to Hammock. Launches it up at the buzzer. Off the glass. How about that? Allie Hammock with 0.2 of a second left. Knocks one home and regains the lead for the North County Raiders. 8 more minutes to go. Will the top seed come back and win this one, or will the 5-seeded North County Raiders get the victory? Find out next on J98.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips with online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to update your furniture but don't know where to start? Start at Fisher Furniture in Ironton. We have what you need to get started. The best American-made furniture, room planners, and ideas. From contemporary to classic, rustic to transitional, put a name to the look you love. And with no interest financing, you can get the furniture you want for any budget. And we don't stop there. Get the quality appliances, televisions, and mattresses you've been looking for here at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
Matt Greenwood, Sean Malone at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, home of the Mineral Area College Cardinals. Arcadia Valley down 2 at the beginning of this fourth quarter. They'll begin the quarter with the ball. Here's an elbow jumper from Phelps on the far left side, and she misses. North County the other way. Hammock throws a pass right into the arms of Brockus. 3-on-2, Phelps to lead the charge. Over to Johnson, right baseline drive, right-hander high off the glass and good. 43-43, 7.5 to go in this one. We might need more time. On the far right corner, Newland. Lob pass to Huber near the volleyball attacking line right side. Drives past Whited. Bounce pass to Hammock near side left. Cross-court pass to the wing for Newland. Newland without a shot position. Back over to Huber. Huber, volleyball attacking line. Gets a screen from Forbes. Goes to the left Hammock. Left hand drive for Hammock, stops, cross-court pass to Newland, short on the three, Forbes for the rebound, the putback, and the foul. Forbes unable to convert, but she will toe the line for two. AV actually outscoring North County 18-14 in that third quarter to bring themselves within two, and of course Johnson with a quick bucket in this fourth quarter to tie it up. Forbes will break it with that first free throw. Jerrica will take a breather. Probably won't be out too long. As coming in for the Tigers, looks to be Michaela Moise.
Second free throw from Forbes is strong off the back iron, and it's a one-point lead for North County. Under seven to play. Johnson taking on the much undersized Newland. Missed the right-hand scoop as the defender stepped in her direction. Forbes comes down with the defensive board for the Raiders. Trouble getting it to Huber. She finally does. Huber crosses the timeline. Dribbles with the right over to the left, and now to the near side left wing for Newland. Newland to Forbes. North County moving from our right to left. Newland left wide open in the corner for three. Off the front of the rim. Rolled off into the hands of Jasa Brockes. Jasa to Phelps. Phelps near side pass to Johnson. Back to the volleyball attacking line for Phelps. Phelps swings it left corner or left wing three from Whited. Whited off the mark and a push on Forbes from behind. And that goes against Briar Johnson of the Tigers. That's just her second foul. That's okay for Coach Waddell.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Only two fouls, but you do have to be a little careful if you get another quick one here.
North County to bring the ball up the floor. Still in the backcourt, moving from our right to left. Into the red circle, Huber. Bounce pass to the left side to Newland. Newland lob pass back up to Huber. On Huber, it is Whited. Huber forced to give it up to Newland. Whited with a trap along with Jasa. And someone got a little too handsy there. I believe it was wide, and we'll wait for the call. It's going to actually go against Jasa Brockes as Jerrica will check in for Phelps. Just a second personal foul for Jasa. North County situated on the far right corner. Hammock to inbound it with three Raiders right there in front of her. So not a tough decision to get it to Forbes. Forbes to Huber, back over to Forbes, still situated on that far right side. Back to Huber. Huber has her pocket picked by Whited. Loose ball, gets it back. And Huber was tripped by Katie Whited. Whited gets up, walks away from the official in frustration. It will stay right ball.
And the big thing there for Katie Whited, that's only her second, but that's the team's sixth foul already. So every defensive foul from here on out will result in free throws.
5:46 to play, top of the key for Forbes. Bounce pass into the right corner for Hammock. Hammock, no shot, all the way to the other corner for Newland. Newland off the dribble to Forbes. Forbes' pass is stripped by Johnson. Loose ball picked up by Huber. Gets it to Newland. Near side left wing three is good, and she celebrates. Kaylee Newland with her third three of the contest. 47-43 Raiders. Moise, near side right wing, up to the top to Whited. Whited getting a lot of playing time. The sophomore delivers a pass to the corner. Jasa off the mark. Johnson with the rebound on the near side right baseline. Her putback is no good. And right next to the glass is Moise. She goes up strong and connects. Back to a two-point lead for the Raiders right under the five-minute mark in this fourth quarter. Hammock, far side right baseline. Over to Huber near the circle at center court. Over to Newland left wing. She'll be well short on the three. And Winch had a chance to save it. I think Kaylee must have thought that the shot was tipped. It was not, so it is AV basketball.
You know, that was, I think, just out of her range. If she was going to get a finger on it, she was going to be stepping out of bounds in the process. So no point in going for that one.
4:40 to go. Landrum back into the game for AV. She has three. Over to Johnson. Far left wing. Bounce pass through the paint to Jerrica. Jerrica on the right baseline. Back up top to Landrum. Landrum with Newland on her. One-on-one there. Landrum takes her on and then draws a little bump from another defender, but it doesn't affect her if she scoops it up with the right hand. Josie Landrum with four in the game, all coming in the second half. And again, we are squared away at 47-47. North County with the ball, moving from right to left in the front court. Right wing, Newland. Lob pass up top to Huber. Huber with a left-hand dribble to Forbes. Johnson draped all over. Forbes drives to the paint. Bounce pass left side. Left baseline runner from Winch is easy. Five in the game for Kaylee Winch. That was probably the best ball movement we've seen from North County this evening.
Very fluid.
We do have a timeout on the floor. We'll take that opportunity to thank some of our sponsors. LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills. Brad Wooten Auto Body in Ironton. The Potosi R3 School District in Potosi, Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington, and by Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. And Allie Hammock using the Unico Bank to bank one home at the end of the third quarter from distance. That gave the Raiders a 43-41 lead at the end of 24 minutes.
We are halfway through the final eight, and North County maintains that two-point margin. Out of the timeout, the Tigers will bring it from the backcourt, and Landrum with a right-hand dribble through the red circle across the timeline. Right-hand pass, two-handed pass, as a matter of fact, to Jerrica, back over to Landrum. Landrum to the right wing for Johnson. Johnson to the top of the free throw line for Jasa. And Jasa, with no hand in her face, is able to put it through, 49-49. 3.5 to go. Keep in mind, North County is the 5 seed in this tournament, AV the top seed. Looking for an upset here are the Raiders fans. Huber, near the volleyball attacking line, delivers one to Newland on the left side. Back to Huber. Around the horn to the right wing for Hammett, not looking for the shot. A 3-2 zone here for the Tigers as Forbes is trying to receive the ball at the free throw line. Huber can't get it to her, so she goes to Newland instead on the near side. Back over to Newland. And then to Forbes on the left baseline to triple team. Back up top to Huber. Swing pass left side. Newland short on the three from the wing. And the rebound to Moise of the Tigers. Chance to take another lead. They've had it just one time or twice in this ballgame. Settling it down is Landrum. Over right wing to Moise. To Johnson. Quick strike from the corner. Off the mark. Hammett tried to come down with it. It falls into the hands of her teammate Huber in North County the other way. From right to left are the Raiders. Huber, top of the key. Over to the left for Hammack. Hammack will settle the ball on her hip. Back up to Huber. Huber, left side pass. Over to Hammack. To Forbes. As North County trying to stretch out this AV defense along the perimeter. Hammack with a pass along the baseline to Forbes. She turns around to her right and finds Kaylee Winch waiting patiently next to the bucket. And that one is good. And I beg your pardon, that is Michaela Mason, who has her first 2 points of the game. 51-49 Raiders. Another 2-3 zone for the Raiders. They've had that for most of this contest. Moise, a bounce pass along the perimeter to Landrum. Landrum all the way to the bucket, splits the double team, missed the right-hand shot. Moise, she's there to back up her teammate, puts it off the window and in. Moise quietly having a good game in this second half. She has 7. Just 2 points in the first quarter for Moise. Here's Newland on the near side left to our left. Huber with it. Volleyball attacking line to Hammack. Hammack will hand, she'll hand the ball. No, she won't. She'll keep it on the left baseline. Cross-court pass. Tipped up. Saved from going into the backcourt by Huber. North County still maintaining possession. On the far right wing, Newland. Newland, her pass a little errant. Huber right at the midcourt stripe. All the way to Forbes on the near side left corner. 1:02 and counting. 51-51. Hammack looking for a shot. Line drive bounce pass into the hands of Newland. Back over to Hammack near side left wing. No shot clock in high school ball. They can take the rest of this time off if they want. Forbes with it. Will McVay use a timeout? He has yet to go to it. North County's had the ball for 25 seconds now. Huber with it. Dribbles into Brockes on the far right sideline. Crowd getting antsy. Hammack on the near side left wing. She is smothered by Landrum, picked up her dribble, and now McVay forced to use a timeout as Hammack was trapped by Landrum. Good hustle defense from number 4 for Arcadia Valley. 29.6 seconds left. 51-51. North County still with the basketball.
And you talk about hustle defense. How about that whole team for Arcadia Valley? They were swarming all over the place, not allowing any open lanes to get to the rim and any open shots from deep.
Well, it's now crunch time for both these squads. 16 fouls, as you alluded to earlier, Sean, for Arcadia Valley, which means they have to be very careful on this possession. Forbes, I'm guessing, is being told right now, attack the basket if you can.
Yeah, attack the basket if you can, but be smart as well. They've been mixing up zone and man-to-man coverage a little bit, and one thing I saw the possession before, it kind of looked like a 3-2 zone, but it was a little bit of a triangle and two. They were just following Forbes as far out as she was on the perimeter, because I noticed when she went down to the block, staying with her and everyone else stayed where they were. The defense rotated from their spots, but staying with her was Briar Johnson throughout, so it was kind of like a, I guess you would call it a triangle and two with one player just playing man up.
Right. Well, during that timeout, looking over immediately to our right, Waddell was getting some feedback from Josie Landrum. Interesting to know what they're talking about. Probably her excellent defense, what she's seen on the floor. So North County out of the timeout. 4 seconds come off the clock. It's still Forbes with it for the Raiders. Way out near midcourt. Hands it off to Hammock. 18 seconds to go. North County will try and settle for the final shot. Forbes with it at the circle. Johnson on her. 10 seconds to go. Forbes will take her onto the right. Dribbles back to the left into a double team. Now a triple team. Dishes it out. Right corner three. Stephanie Peterson. Short. Offensive board. North County. 2 seconds to go. Put back. Huber. Good at the buzzer. North County, the 5 seed, knocking off top-seeded Arcadia Valley. Alyssa Huber, Supergirl, gets the final shot and makes it 53-51, your final. What a game, Sean.
What an absolute game and a great defensive showing from North County. They played lockdown defense from basically the second quarter on in this game.
So Alyssa Huber getting congratulations from everyone. The North County Raiders fans situated right behind us at the scores table. And they were pretty loud and pretty excited about that one. So the 5th-seeded North County Raiders are into the championship as they will await the winner of Farmington and Central. That's our game next on J98. But first, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we will wrap this one up here. An exciting finish as North County had the possession of the ball for the final minute in 7 seconds, and they get the final shot and win.
And I like that they remained patient. They didn't force anything. They didn't put up any bad shots and get a little chaotic. They knew that, okay, time's on their side. Let's just take our time and wait for a good shot to open up, which finally did at the end.
53-51, North County defeating Arcadia Valley. We'll be back in 1 minute on J98.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way. Guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161. Anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Don and Lisa Hardy of D&L Developers are proud supporters of the Farmington Knights and all the local sports teams. And they wish all the teams the best of luck this year and the next. Call D&L Developers today at 573-760-6145 to find your dream home. That's D&L Developers. Call them today for your dream home, 573-760-6145.
This is State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to present the State Farm Stats of the Game.
Matt Greenwood and Sean Malone with you. What an exciting finish between Arcadia Valley and North County. It is the North County Raiders 53-51 over the top seed at Tigers in this MAAA conference tournament. Let's go ahead and go down those State Farm agent Eric Schweiss stats of the game. We'll begin with the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Jerrica Brockes with 4 free throws made. She finishes with 14. For Jasa Brockes, she had a good, strong second half, had 7, a total of 8. Michaela Moise in the starting lineup with 7. Briar Johnson, a good, strong performance, just unfortunately not strong enough. She ends up with 17 points. And Josie Landrum, in place of Kenzie Phelps in the starting lineup, she winds up with 4. For the North County Raiders, Holly Forbes able to put up a total of 12 points. They were a really tough 12. Alyssa Huber with 4, but she had the game-winning shot from the near side left baseline from about 7 feet, put it up with about 1 second to go. It went in. Alyssa Huber, the hero for North County. She only had 4, but guess what? That was a huge last 2. For Kaylee Newland, she was knocking it down from long range. She ends up with 15 points. For Allie Hammock, she had a pair of free throws, a pair of three-pointers, and 3 2-point field goals. And if I do my math quickly, that is a total of 14 points. For Kaylee Winch, the freshman, she has 5 for the North County Raiders. Stephanie Peterson with 3 off the bench, and Michaela Mason with 2.
So, again, the final score, North County 53, Arcadia Valley 51. The fifth-seeded Raiders knocking off the top-seed Arcadia Valley Tigers. That'll do it for this portion of the broadcast. When we step aside for 1 minute, we'll come back with Sean Malone as he previews the Central Rebels and Farmington Nidettes. The winner of that game will face North County in the championship on Saturday on J98. We'll be right back from the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, Mineral Area College on J98.